Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Dunkin' Donuts.
Exclusive.
Headphones, yeah.
Donuts.
All right.
Donuts.
Oh, there we go. Hello, everyone. Oh, these headphones are terrible. All right, that's much better. Ooh, so loud. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia.
It's also called the World Premiere Show.
At the top, we heard a world premiere of Psy, and from their new album, Images, that was the song Pretty Furious. And I know someone who's pretty furious.
Pretty furious. You jerk. Look, I played with that frickin' band, and I don't get no exclusives. I got two letters for Psy. B-S.
Well, you take it up with them when they get back from their big tour.
Yeah.
They're on their way to Chico, California tonight. Have you ever played Chico, California?
No. But is it anywhere near San Luis Obispo?
I don't think so. Northern California.
All right.
San Luis, beautiful place.
Oh, and I bet Chico is too.
Yeah. So Psy have this new record. They're doing a tour. They're going to be back this way. They're going to play Victoria on May 4th. And then they're going to be back here at the Toast on May 11th.
Incredible.
Yes.
I'm going to go to there and spit at every member. Do you know who you're dealing with, Psy?
You messed with the wrong DJ. Chris Horrific, you're in the studio today.
Hi, Duncan.
It's so great to have you here.
I'm hungry. So just play your damn necking song so I can go eat.
One of my favorite local bands is called Necking, and they debuted, or they announced their new record on Wednesday.
Is that so?
And so I get to play it before most here at CITR.
Suck it, Chris.
Are you excited to hear this song? You haven't heard it yet.
I cannot wait. I like Necking too.
Yes.
The band.
Yes.
And the act.
So this is from their new album. It's called Cut Your Teeth. It's going to come out July 5th on Mint Records. And the debut single is called Big Mouth. And we're going to play it now.
Dedicated to us.
Here we go. Here is Necking.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
Yeah.
All right, that was Gauche from their forthcoming record coming out this summer on Merge Records. That was the song A People's History of Gauche. They are from Washington, D.C., and that was the song Runnin'. And they're going to be running all the way to Los Angeles, where they're going to be opening for, or no, actually New York, opening for Bikini Kill. When they play their Bikini Kill plays their reunion shows, so good for Gauche, and then they're going to make their way running to Vancouver. They're going to play here in August at the Biltmore, so look out for that. Bikini Kill was before that. They are doing reunion shows. I think those are happening in the next few weeks. Pretty exciting. Amazing music, as always. We heard the song New Radio from their singles, which just got re-released and remastered. And if you are a fan of Bikini Kill and you can't make it to New York or Los Angeles or London or any of those faraway places, there is another way. You could go to Redgate this Saturday night for April Ween. April Ween 2, The Reckoning. So there's a tradition of Redgate, a local venue and art space, having cover bands play on Halloween. So people get dressed up, pretend to be another band, and then play their shows. And last year, because it was closing and they weren't sure what was going to happen, they had an April Ween. And so they decided to keep that tradition going, even though they have a regular location now. There's a few different bands that are going to be playing. I'm Morrissey Dead People, a Smiths cover band featuring members of Regen and Swear Jar. Assistant of a Clown, the System of a Down cover band. Let's see, other highlights. Chilling in the Name of, a Rage Against the Machines cover band featuring Cave Girl, Dumb, Puzzlehead, Champion Lawnmower, and Board Decor. Josie and the Vampire Bats, Flying Monkeys, a Pixies cover band. Lots of good stuff. Shangri-La's cover band, that is exciting. Members of Pale Red, Skunt, and Board Decor. Dum Dum Ditties. But the band that I'm most excited to see is called Suck My Left One, which is a Bikini Kill cover band featuring members of Cruel Sport and CITR's very own program manager, Madeline Taylor. So get ye down to Redgate this Saturday Eve and go check out Bikini Kill cover band. I'm very excited. It'll be great. Before that, we heard Black Haze by Alex Little and the Suspicious Minds. Alex Little used to be a member of Vapid, a legendary Vancouver band, and she and her band have now signed to Light Organ, and that's the first, their debut single. And that goes out to my pal Chris Horrific. He made that request, and it was really swell having him come up to UBC so we could have a necking listening party of two. Very good. All right, let's switch it up with some more new music. Kim Gray, a local musician, is going to be releasing his new album at Mixed Gems, which is a concert series put on by Jock Tears Lauren Ray. So that's happening on Friday night. They're playing along with Pale Red and Teenage Wedding. The great Michelle Hanley will be hosting karaoke afterwards. It promises to be a wonderful evening. So let's give a listen to his song. It's entitled Eugene Vampire, and this is from his brand new Jay Arner-produced record entitled Plastic Memory. This is Kim Gray. right. That was Maneater from their tape from last year entitled Maneater. Go figure. Real original, folks. That was the song Health. Big weekend for Maneater. They're going to be playing at Black Lab on Friday night along with Cave Girl and Togetherness. That's a great show. And then they're going to be a part of Fine, the storytelling series at the Lido, which is a monthly storytelling series. So that's really great. And if you are thinking of going to see them at the Lido, get there early. That's my only piece of advice. It always fills up, and I've a couple of times made my way down there and then just looked through the glass at the wonderful speakers they have. So, you know, 7:30 is not too early to get there, is what I'd say. It's free. Before that, we heard Regen. They have a new song out entitled Dracula. That's from their forthcoming album, Talk to the Past. And at the top, we heard Kim Gray with a similarly themed song, Eugene Vampire. That's from his new album, Plastic Memory, and he'll be releasing that as a part of Mixed Gems tomorrow night at Redgate. Other shows happening in town. Toronto's More More is going to be visiting us next Tuesday. He's going to be at the Biltmore. He's slowly releasing songs from a forthcoming album. This single came out late last year. And he's a great songwriter, and I like the song a lot. I don't know what else to say. So pass the hours, and he'll be at the Biltmore on Tuesday. Here is Toronto's More More. Thank you.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Yo, that was LOX, Lox, from Portland, Oregon. From their album, Lox Time, that was the title track, Lox Time. How many more times can I say Lox Time? Yes, before that we heard Woolen Men from their album Post. That was the song Weatherman for Sale. And they are both playing at Redgate tonight. A couple of heavy hitters, if you ask me, along with Bedwetters Anonymous and Sylvia Rath. That's a lot of fun for a Thursday night. Gotta say. And at the top, we heard more from the album or the single Past the Hours. check that out. All right, how much time do we have left? 15 minutes. Let's give a listen to some Big Thief. They have a new record out called UFOF, and I heard this very pleasant, is pleasant a dig? I don't think so. Very pleasant song. I really like the mood of this song. It's called Cattails, and yeah, it just kind of took me away. I drifted along with it, and then I picked a couple of other songs that I thought complemented it quite nicely. Big Thief, here we go.
Yeah.
Right, that was Jessica Pratt from Los Angeles, California, from her new record entitled, why do I always do this? Quiet Signs. That was the song As the World Turns. Before that, we heard Iris DeMent with a live version of her song Let the Mystery Be from the original Transatlantic Sessions, a series of performances that were recorded at a castle in Scotland, I think, and then broadcast on PBS. A little out of my usual repertoire. That song was featured as the opening credit theme for the movie, the TV show The Leftovers for season 2 and some of season 3. And I love that show. And that song, I love that song too. It's great. It let me discover Iris DeMent, and I've enjoyed other songs of hers because of that. So that was good. And I thought it fit well with Big Thief from their new record, UFOF. That was the song Cattails. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned. Jaden's up next with K-Pop Cafe. Then we have Astro Talk at 2. And Democracy Watch will be on at 5 p.m. Maybe the season finale? I think a lot of the collectives are wrapping up, but maybe not. I don't know. And then Spencer Latu at 6, C1 Radio at 7:30, and live from Thunderbird Radio Hell at 9 p.m. What a day of programming here at CITR. Make sure to keep it locked in. I'm going to close out with a band from England. They're entitled Hot Chip, and they are back. They're playing, they have a new record out called A Bath Full of Ecstasy, and their new single is called Hungry Child. They're also going to be in town in September, so look out for that if you dig this song. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much to Chris Horrific for coming in and having a listening party with me. And I will see you all next week. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Trying hard to